Traffic and weather on the 8th. Dave Dildine is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Breaking traffic news continues in Maryland. A police chase in progress near Beltsville along 212 and I-95. For more than 30 minutes now, we've been talking about this chase when a Maryland State Highway worker's truck was carjacked. There are many units in pursuit of this. If you are driving around 95, Route 212, Powder Mill Road, Beltsville Drive, use caution. There is a great deal of commotion in that neck of the woods.
And now, a special update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
A dangerous high-speed police chase in progress around the Maryland suburbs south of Burtonsville near Calverton. Along U.S. Route 29, a state highway truck has been carjacked and the driver maniacally crashing into vehicles along its way. One trooper was just broadsided. A potentially dangerous driving situation along and near Route 29 between Burtonsville and White Oak, Maryland. Along Route 29, use caution. We'll have more on the 8s.
Let's head to the traffic center. Dave Dildine following breaking traffic news. The video is crazy, Dave, of this scene.
There have been crashes. There has been mayhem. A Maryland State Highway truck carjacked, and the pursuit is in progress. It is along Route 29 in a residential area. Right now, it is stationary, but potentially a dangerous situation. And this is in the vicinity of Industrial Parkway and Tech Road. That's in the neighborhood of White Oak, south of Fairland. This suspect that they've been chasing for about an hour now might be cornered in a back area, and we'll hope for a good outcome here. We know that at least one state trooper was broadsided during the pursuit. A number of other civilian vehicles reportedly damaged as well. So right now it is confined to a residential area just west of Route 29. You'll expect a very large police presence between White Oak and Fairland. Again, right now this chase is mostly stationary and we're keeping a very close eye of it. Now, this all started on the inner loop of the Beltway near Route 1 in College Park and obviously escalated very quickly. There is still some police activity at that interchange, but right now the lanes and the ramps do appear to be open.
And now, a special update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
A stolen MDOT truck and a police chase in progress. The subject has broken through the perimeter and is now southbound on Route 29, heading for New Hampshire Avenue and White Oak. A potentially dangerous driving situation. A number of vehicles have been struck. This is an MDOT Maryland State Highway help truck, the yellow help truck that was stolen about an hour ago. Right now, you have your wits about you if you are near the Route 29, 650 New Hampshire Avenue interchange. This person is plowing through red lights like there's no tomorrow and presenting a very dangerous situation for passersby. There are sparks flying behind the tow crane. The vehicle apparently damaged. We've been tracking it live for about an hour. If you are on 29 near New Hampshire Avenue, you want to pull off at your earliest convenience. There is a world of a police response.
We have been following this chase through several counties today and this afternoon. Let's get the latest now with Dave Dildine.
Goodness gracious. They got him. They got him. The chase has come to a close near Route 29 and Lockwood Drive near the Trader Joe's. Southbound traffic on 29 is stopped. There is a huge police response. Northbound traffic might also be held. They cornered the person in a parking lot near Lockwood Drive off of U.S. Route 29 after crashing into a number of vehicles and at least one state police cruiser. A trail of damage left in the wake of this very dramatic, wild police chase.
We have been following this breaking news for the past hour, a stolen carjacked tow truck and its crazy pursuit by police and chase. Let's go over to the traffic center. Dave Dildine has all the details. Dave, what's going on?
This is one for the books. Absolutely nuts. It started in College Park. It went up through Beltsville, careened through Calverton, went up to Burtonsville, came up and down 95, back and forth. Well, it has just come to a dramatic close, riding on rims with sparks flying, crashing into vehicles. This MDOT help truck, tow truck, surrounded by police off of Route 29 near Burnt Mills in Northwest Branch, just south of Lockwood Drive. The suspect taken down, no longer a threat, but with a trail of damage left in the wake of this police chase involving multiple agencies.